get into that. With the czar, I have the czar to eat this Passover with you. For I say to you, not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, this is divided among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took the bread and gave thanks, and break it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Shall we pray?
Thing that would be that there's nothing wrong with praying. terrible south where it's good and warm. God bless it for me.
We're hearing so many things that's taking place in the nation. So much disturbing things taking place. Certainly, there needs to be much prayer about. And there's some things that you can voice about that you can write to your senators, your congressmen, and so forth, and have a voice in. And I'm seeing some things coming up right now that you need to have a voice in.
Pray for Debbie. She's heading for Texas in the morning.
Yes, we know that.
Amen.
So I spent the past like month and a half trying to find a song.
Holding my hand, I can't even walk.
righteousness. see that the righteous of Abraham, and I really think the only reason that Lot and his wife and them were born, and that Lot and them did escape was because of righteous Abraham. And so you have a lot to do with your family and those around you, and the way you live, and your righteousness, and how you express your love and so forth to God and for mankind. But they didn't warn to go because the place is going to be destroyed. It was just the lewdness and the sinfulness and the godlessness of the sacred place. And I keep saying that because I hate to think about America, and I hate to think about the world, that we're in such a lewdness and such a morality, such a lawlessness taking place, and people are so bold in criminal activities and such that it is dangerous. And so the warning comes, and so Lot is delivered here, as I read here this morning. And when the morning rose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are with here." And you know, we talk about the possibility of being four daughters, and notice here's a word that helps us to see that. But I won't argue that anyway. But he says here, "Take these two daughters that are here." That has an implication. There might be daughters somewhere else. And so that really doesn't have anything to do with our salvation, but there's a great argument all the time about that, and so you can't really say, and I can go either way with it, but there's word in there that helps us. "Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city." And while he lingered, there's a problem in this one. People are lingering around the day, and one of the points next week will be, you know, that they just don't think it's going to happen. And so they lingered. The man laid a hand on them, upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. And the Lord being merciful unto him, and brought him forth and set him out without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, "Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed." Lot said unto them, "Oh, not so, my lord. Behold, now the servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown unto me, and saying, my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me, and I die. Behold, now this city is near to flee into, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape," he says, "thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live." And he said unto him, "See, I have accepted thee concerning thy kingdom, also that I will not overthrow that city." So this city, that city was in the making to be overthrown. But he said, the angel said, "I'm not going to do that. This city for which thou hast spoken," so he gave Lot this request. "As thou escaped hither, that I cannot do anything till thou come hither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. And the sun was rising upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar." And the rest of the story, you know, how Lot's wife was following close behind, and they were about into the same place. And Lot's wife looked back, and she was turned to the soul. And so the next week we'll go further, why Lot looked back, Lot's wife looked back. So I just wanted to just remember Lot's wife. And the context here, remembering, you know, is content that his coming. And that's really what this is teaching. The Lord is coming. And just like Lot was told, and his wife and daughters are told, it's going to come suddenly. The angels were so anxious. "Get out of here, Lot. It's going to happen. It's coming. It's going to suddenly come upon us." And so certainly the Lord's coming is going to be not something that we're going to get a six-month warning. We've already been warned. He's coming. And it's going to be sudden. And it's going to be surprising them. There's going to be people that are sober, going to be not only surprised, they're going to be shocked when that comes, because they venture that that will not happen. But it says, you know, they were they did eat and drink and so forth, and they were married and given in marriage, as it was in the day of Noah. And so the Noah had a great warning of what was it, 120 years they had to get ready for the flood, to have repented maybe. We don't know if they had repented, but if God repented, I don't know. But it didn't happen. They didn't. They just kept on in their sinful way of life and not listening to Noah. And then all at once, when they thought, "Oh, it's not going to happen," wham! The skies darkened, the rain came, the water fell up in the flood, and they were lost. Surprising, it's going to be quickly. That's what we see here in this passage. In it, the angel said, "Come on, Lot, get out of here, hurry up, quickly. This place is going to be destroyed." And so it's going to be speedily. And then in the same day, Lot went out of Sodom, and it rained the brimstone right on there. They were just at the edge of Zoar when this took place, and that's what caused Lot's wife to look back. And so it's going to be solemnly, because you know it says, you know, Jesus talked about there's going to be two women, they're going to be in the mill, they're going to be working, and they're going to be two in the field and so forth, and one will be taken and the other will be left behind. And so certainly there'll be some sadness there. So remember Lot's wife, and she perished. And despite of her connections, as I said last week, she had great connections with there's no doubt that she fellowship with Lot, with not only with Lot, but Abraham, and she was acquainted with their desire to worship God and so forth. And so, despite of her connection there, she perished. And we have people today that I'm afraid that they think because of mom and dad, grandpa, grandma, or somebody, or someone that they're connected to, maybe a husband with a wife, you know. And I see in Jesus' warning, there'll be a lot of husbands left behind. Because the wife has the wife's, and they won't listen. Their connection's not going to get them. It could be vice versa, too. But it will be that way. There'll be two grinding, there'll be two in the field, and one will be taken, one will not be taken, as Jesus said. And so she was made aware. And I don't know, you know, we keep thinking about Jesus, and we keep hearing people say, "Oh, you know, it's not going to happen." Well, they thought about that back in the early disciples' time, when they were out teaching and so forth, when they were teaching that the kingdom was coming and so forth, and such, and they talked about nothing. And yeah, it's been a long time, 2020 years since that time that the Lord went, and he hasn't come yet, but we're aware of the fact that he's going to come. There's not a person here. And you know, I'm critical of this, it's not a person in the United States that probably doesn't have some knowledge of a warning of the day of the Lord is going to come. No. I mean, I believe that everybody has some knowledge of that, some way, somehow. They might not believe it, they might not give any thought to it, but there's been enough broadcasts through television, radio, through preaching, through crusades and so forth, and even just the talking to people that I believe that most everybody is aware of the fact that one day, it's suddenly Jesus is going to appear. And it's going to be a glorious time and a dreadful time for some. The danger she was in, she had been warned for that, and she was told to escape to the mountains, and she didn't listen. Lot, he actually wanted an excuse. "I don't want to go to the mountains. People will kill me there. Escape for thy life," the angel said. And this is a very dark warning. Escape for thy life. For thy life. And people, our life is on the line. Your future is on the line. When we consider the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. God was willing to save her. God told the angels to go look at Lot, his wife and family. God was willing to save her. The angels warned her to be safe, took her by the hand, and took her outside the city, her and the daughters, leaving. them hand in hand. Abraham, I picture Abraham, and he's in the high country, and he's watching, and he's praying, and he's no doubt hoping for her salvation, hoping that her and Lot and the family would be saved. But the choice was there. While they lingered, we just read, the men had to take hold of her. But you know, Jesus said, there'll be two good grinding and two in the field, and one will be taken, one will be left. There will be nobody taking hands and leading out, leading us out. It's going to be up to us whether we'll answer that call when he comes. They lingered, and they had to be led out. They brought forth out of the city. And the angel told him again. He had all days on. He told him right then, early in the morning, come on, let's get out of here, or you're going to perish. Jesus has warned us. He has sent forth messengers to warn. Hey, get up and get out of sin. You're going to perish, he says. The sun was rising upon the earth, and Lot now entered Zorah. She was almost saved. She was almost saved. And Lot was in there. She was just a few feet behind. So a woman always followed just a few feet behind. She had to be just a few feet behind. And she would enter into Zorah. She was so close. So close to being saved. Jesus saw him. And Jesus warned the men. Felix is one that Paul talked to. Remember Felix. It was called before Felix. And Felix said, you know, yeah, I halfway believe you, Paul. But he said, you know, I'd like to listen to you more. But maybe at some more convenient time. Maybe at a more convenient time. You know, I find people that way today. I know on doors in this community. And I get the impression that we'd like to listen to you some of the time. Felix says, we know. And as far as we read, we can only say that Felix never, ever got to a convenient time. Then there was a Agrippa. Felix was almost saved. And then there was Agrippa, King Agrippa, that Paul had come before. And Paul told him about Jesus. Paul told him about salvation. And you remember the words of Agrippa? And he said, almost. Almost thou persuadest. See, he was almost saved. He was next door to being saved, almost. Lot's wife was almost in the Lord. Almost, he said. She had come so far, and yet she perished. Come so far, and yet she perished. Jesus' warning, as we read in Luke 9, and we've been dealing with the people who have started out to live the Christian life. They put their hand in the plow, as we've said. And Jesus said of those who have started out, those who have put their hand in the plow and look back, it's not worthy. Almost. Almost. She was aware and she was almost saved. But you know, this is Satan has the evil word. And Satan said to Eve, you know, she surely wouldn't die. So we know she did. She sinned, and that death came upon all men. All I can say about Lot's wife, and you'll see next week that even though last week I kind of degraded myself, but I brought back up this nice message from her. But I have to look at her and just how disobedience. See, Eve and Lot, it's a lie. Very possible. We know. know that he only meant one sin. And next week I'll tell you about Lot and how I think about Lot's wife. I believe that Lot's wife could have possibly been saved. She could have accepted Abraham's and Lot's righteousness. She could have repented of all of her sin. And she could have been living a Christian life, so to speak, in Sodom and Gomorrah. It says that Lot was. He backs himself. Maybe she comes to know that God and backs herself. And maybe then the only sin that she had against her was she looked back. That's disobedience to God. God had told her, don't go back. Go, don't look back. And through disobedience, it came to pass. And she was turned into a pillar of salt. It was serious, it wasn't. Sin is very significant. Brings disaster. She became a pillar of salt. They say it was a writer at that time, and he writes later on, he said he knew exactly where that pillar was. Some say that that you can still find the pillar of salt. But it's possible. It's been encased in such a way that I see last week they found another body that has been decomposed for hundreds of years, and yet they have enough of that body to get a lot of information from it. And so it's possible that people can still view the very spot. They can't view the spot where Lot's wife was. She was up on the horizon up towards Zoar, on a high place. And she turned. And I have several reasons why I believe that she turned back. And when you hear those reasons, they sound logical. But the one thing that she should have done is look back, because what is it? It's more reasonable, isn't it, to listen to what God says. She was so close to being saved, so close to being out of the danger. But she looked back. And we'll see Lot's wife. There's no doubt in my mind Lot's wife won't be in heaven. She's encased in our disobedience. So I believe the message that we have here this morning from Lot's wife, remember Lot's wife, is that we need to realize that hey, life is short. Death is going to come. The Lord may come before, but those things are sure to happen. We've been warned. Are we looking back? Or are we looking forward to the coming of the wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? I hope that, and I pray, that through consideration of Lot's wife, that we would come to great understanding of the need to not only ourselves to be prepared, but we would do everything that we could to share with others that they might be prepared. We don't hear any more about Lot and his daughter. We're going to share that with you next week too. Nothing more about it after that time. Probably, and I say this in kindness, but we'll probably not see Lot. We'll probably not see his daughters. We know we'll not see the sons of the daughters. We know that. They were so rebellious against God. Disobedience, rebellion against God brings destruction and death, eternal death. Obedience to God brings life and life eternal. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we could talk all day and all week and all year from the subject of Lot's wife, Abraham and Lot. But the real meaning, Heavenly Father, and what Jesus really wants us to see there, he is surely coming. It could be very soon. place today. I would even pray that maybe everyone in the United States of America would not be turned away, or the world, because it says that Jesus came. God loved the world so that he sent his son to die in our stead. Help us. Help those around us. Let not all of us be. Help us be all the way. Help us to get in Zohar out of the danger of the brine and brimstone that will shed on Sodom and Gomorrah. Now I pray on the heart and bless our people. If there's anyone here today that needs to make a decision for Jesus, if there's anyone here that's almost, don't put it off. Come now before it's everlasting too late. It's the same invitation as first on the heart.
Washed in the fountain, cleansed by